Welcome to the most must-hear podcast in all of professional wrestling. This is...
The Constable Truth, baby. Yo, 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 what's going on?
We've got the Constable in the house.
And then we also got the Truth, baby.
Constable Truth. So what... Hey, you know, here we are. So,
gosh.
We had an episode recorded and... Somebody just screwed that completely up and it didn't record right. So here we are here having to restart.
Yeah, we're going to have to...
But speaking of truth...
Oh, man.
Let's get down to it.
What's going on?
So what... are you familiar with the term true money?
Must be talking about Carmella. Mella is money. And R-Truth.
R-Truth. A.K.A. Ron Killens.
A.K.A. K-Quick.
K-Quick? Really? That dude?
Yep.
He's like 60 now. And Mella's like gorgeous.
They have the most bizarre mix-ups. I give them that.
It's no more... I guess it's not worse than Mandy Rose and Goldust.
Oh, God.
So let's talk about this. What is your opinions on the true money?
Well, Mella's money, of course.
Mella's always going to be money. But despite that fake Corey Graves for turning on her during SmackDown, Mella was money.
So disrespectful.
Disrespectful. After this guy has done spent the last half a year, the last 2 years, talking about Mella is money.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, anyway, what is your opinions here?
Well, I guess they'll be a good team, you know. As long as little Jimmy doesn't pop up, I see a good team.
But do you think they can win the Mixed Match Challenge?
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
All right, so we're getting straight to the point here.
Yeah.
And we're not hiding our feels.
Not at all. Not tonight.
So, are you aware of who's in the Mixed Match Tag Team Challenge?
Oh, yeah. We got some prospects now. We got some good prospects. We got Oscum.
Oscum. We've got Asuka and The Miz.
Got a Little Big. Big Little.
Team Little Big. The favorites, actually, in this contest to challenge Miz and Asuka for their defending championship. We've got Team Little Big, the goddess of WWE, Alexa Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And Braun Strowman.
You know how much you love Braun Strowman?
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking in love, aren't I? I think you got love confused with the other member of that team. Mm. Little Miss Bliss, 5 feet of fury. So we got Team Little Big. We've got Jey Uso and Naomi.
Yep.
We've got Natalya and Kevin Owens.
Interesting.
We've got...
Got Bobby Lashley and Sasha Banks.
For some reason, you almost confused me there, and I thought you said Bobby Roode. But, yeah, we've got Bobby Lashley and The Boss.
The Boss.
We've got the... No, I was going to say we've got the Demon. But we've got Finn Balor, The Man.
The Man.
And The Hugger. I like to hug some things on Bayley.
Gosh, who doesn't? She's back. She's got focus.
Yeah, she's got a nice butt. Probably the biggest butt in all of WWE.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. She got some cake.
Yeah, she really does.
Bailey, it's my birthday, so...
Hey.
You know.
Hugger section.
I'll be there.
I'll hug it. That's right. All I need.
All day. Give me one hug.
Anyway, so who's your favorite? Am I forgetting anybody here?
If you are, we discussed it the last one. They're pretty much irrelevant.
Okay, so who's your favorite to win here? Are you going with... Team Oscum to repeat.
Going for a repeat.
Oh, wow. He's going for the repeat. So, I'm sure this is no surprise to you who I'm going with.
Yep.
Little Big. Because...
Just little.
I do what the goddess tells me to do. And, you know, 5 feet of fury.
5 feet of fucking fury. That's awesome.
Look, and it's all truth. She is the goddess of... she deserves appreciation, and you... they will chant, "You deserve it," to her.
Again.
Again. So, we're going... He's choosing Team Oscom, and I'm teaming... God dang, I can't speak tonight. I'm choosing Team Little Big.
Little Big.
I mean, just think of the Miz's face if he has to go one-on-one with Braun Strowman. Go back to Money in the Bank. When Miz was about to climb that ladder and Braun just showed up. Terrible. Miz looked like he saw a ghost. But the Alliance would.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind. Anyway, yeah, so that's where we're at with the mixed match tag team.
Now, we're going to segue into Hell in a Cell.
This is why we are here.
This is it.
I will be, I don't know what time it is now, but I know in a few short hours, I'll be on a plane to San Antonio, Texas.
Ooh.
WWE, Hell in a Cell. And if you have not done so already, for your information, any new subscribers will get the first month free on the WWE Network. We'll see Hell in a Cell completely free. Hell in a Cell will be live 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 Pacific. Live on the WWE Network from San Antonio, Texas in the AT&T Center.
Now, to those that want to get the WWE Network, how much that cost? How much that cost?
A beautiful low price of $9.99.
You hear it in there, folks. For all our WWE fans that don't have it, only $9.99.
And it streams every pay-per-view. And you can watch any... pay-per-view, Raw, SmackDown, or any of the side shows like Table for Three. Or, if you enjoy, like I do, the Ride-Along.
The Ride-Alongs. Those are awesome. The
Ride-Alongs are good. So, get on the WWE Network. Do not miss Hell in a Cell. And now, we shall dig deep into the hellacious structure
of Hell in a Cell.
Of Hell in a Cell.
Alright, so we kind of got into this.
We got a couple matches in before we were rudely interrupted.
But we're going to try to make it as smooth yet quick as possible.
Yes, and we're going to start with the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships. The New Day, the Power of Positivity.
Versus?
And, well, no, don't cut me off. I got to announce this.
Oh, go
because
ahead.
Because these are my people.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
The Power of Positivity, Will We Get Pancake Power, Bootios, and as you well know by now, I am, what's the word? Contractually obligated to mention at every New Day discussion that Bootios, they ensure that you weigh a booty. Versus Rusev Day and the beautiful vocals of Aiden English.
Oh man. So we had our prediction early and I picked Rusev Day.
Why?
Because they're Rusev Day. Why do I really need an explanation? But
you say things like that and it's understandable, but at the same time when you say they are Rusev Day, that's exactly why they would lose this match.
See, but
they have
gonna...
proven themselves in big opportunities to be losers.
But it's going to be different this time. You know why? Because they're back.
At Extreme Rules, Rusev fought AJ Styles for the WWE title. And why did he not walk out the WWE champion?
Well, one, because it's AJ Styles. Kind of hard to.
Let's get to the real point of why he lost.
He wasn't on his.
No, that's not why he lost. He lost because Aiden English unloosed the turnbuckle, and his face went first into an exposed turnbuckle.
It happens to the best of us, but they're.
I'm just saying, they are back, and he's got beautiful vocals, but they are facing the longest reigning tag team champions. In the history of the company, 5-time tag team champions. Rusev's not even a 5-time anything champion. So, as that goes, my prediction, obviously, is with the New Day and the power of positivity.
Okay. All right. Well, next match we got... Oh, man, this is going to be a good one. We kind of got into this one, too. But
so we've got the Risk Taker.
Mm.
The High Flyer.
Ooh.
And the... what's he calling himself? Oh, the Enigma.
Enigma.
Jeff Hardy.
Versus my man, my boy. The Viper.
The Viper.
The Apex Predator. We're gonna take it back this time. We're going to take it back. The Legend Killer.
The Legend Killer.
Randy Orton.
And the only three letters that matter in the business.
R-K-O.
So you said earlier that you think... Well, not that you think. This is going to be the most brutal match of the night.
Oh, definitely.
We're going to have a lot of hurt body parts after this match. You're going to see a lot of blood.
A lot of broken bones, blood, sweat, literal tears. Somebody may cry.
I think you're going to see respect from these two after this match.
Oh, yeah.
And
we both agreed.
Yeah, I think, you know, you put on point earlier, I think... Jeff Hardy's going to be going for a swan, Tom, and get hit with that RKO out of nowhere.
Yep. 1, 2, 3.
I agree. I think the RKO, the greatest move in professional wrestling, is going to end this match. And you're going to, yeah, of course, Randy Orton with the victory.
It'll be a good one, though. It'll be a good one. Now, the next match, this is where we stopped at. We were rudely interrupted.
Yeah.
Next match, we had Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse.
So I'm just going to go back, or, you know, you predict that The Miz and Maryse are going to finally get a victory.
Yep.
And I'm just going to go back on what I said, that I feel like putting a couple children into Maryse.
Oh, man.
Because that body is smoking hot.
It is, but The
Miz... Especially for a girl who had a baby 5 months ago.
The Miz wouldn't appreciate that.
Well, I mean, luckily The Miz isn't listening to this. And if his hand goes up, my mouth goes shut. But, that being said, Maryse is smoking hot.
I agree.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, she's about a 5,000. Mm. With that being said, Miz is not liked, especially by these two. And everybody wants to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
And you say that The Miz and Maryse are going to win?
Yep.
And I could not disagree more. I think we're going to get yes kicks.
Yes.
Yes locks. Bree's going to unleash Bree mode. Even though she's been flopping terribly lately. Or what's the word they use in wrestling? When you miss a move?
Wait, what?
If you listen and stop looking at your phone.
No, I'm looking at the match cards, actually.
Yeah, sir. But I kind of need you to listen and be in the conversation.
I'm listening.
I said, what's it called when you miss a move in professional wrestling?
Fuck.
I can't think of the word anyway.
It's a fucking botch.
Yeah, okay. Botch. So Bree's been botching lately. But I think Bree unleashes Bree mode. And Maryse is going to get her ass kicked. And Daniel Bryan's going to hit that knee to face.
Knee to face.
Knee to face. Huh?
Huh?
What? Yeah. So, again, you know, the crowd's going to be screaming yes by the end of that match. And Miz did cheat at SummerSlam with the brass knucks.
Look, a victory's a victory.
And this is exactly why Daniel Bryan says Miz is a coward.
I still keep my pick, man.
I think you're... I don't know which one I want more. I don't know if The Miz taps out to the yes lock or loses to the knee to face.
We'll find out when Hell in a Cell hits.
What if Maryse loses to a Brie Bella knee to face?
Then that's not The Miz's fault.
Hey, they're the A couple. They're a team. One loses, they both lose. So I'm going with the yes couple.
Okay. Now, this is going to be a good one. This is a good one. this coming. For the Raw Tag Team Championship.
Is this really a discussion?
Yes, it is. Like, it has to be discussed.
It has to be discussed, but there's like negative percent chances of a certain team walking out with the tag team titles.
Alright. So we got Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
AKA
Shield, baby.
Like, okay. So, if you've been paying attention to this podcast in our previous three episodes, I don't remember. I know we discussed this on the last one, and this being our first episode for like 3 weeks because somebody stays so damn busy.
Hey, man, the bills gotta be paid, the money has to be stacked.
He's living the Wellstar dream.
Yeah, we'll call it that for now.
Anyway, so if you want to blame anybody for no podcast, look at no further than, again, the Constable.
Yeah.
Someone who ruins everything. Just like on Monday nights.
Don't you blame the Constable.
Hey, we gotta be colorful in here and have commentary. And right now, the Constable ain't shit.
Dude, you leave the Constable.
Actually, this is a perfect time to mention the Constable. Because we're speaking of the Shield.
That is true.
Who
is
he
true.
Got arrested 2 weeks ago. Like, and this is what cracks me up. Like, if me or you go, or any of these people that are listening goes to jail, we're going to be there for at least 8 to 9 hours. Booked, processed, and all that.
Yeah.
The Shield was out in 2 hours.
Just the Shield.
So, what part of you, if any part of you, actually believes that Ziggler and McIntyre even have a fucking miniature chance of leaving this match as tag team champions?
I have to fully agree with you 100%. We're gonna see some new tag team champions. Unless some fuckery goes on.
Like 17 people coming out of the locker room?
That or getting themselves disqualified so they don't lose the title.
That might happen, yeah. But is there any disqualifications in any of these matches?
Are there?
I don't know. Not at Hell in a Cell.
I don't think so. So some fuckery. I feel so some fuckery may happen. That's the only reason they'll lose.
You know what I could see happening?
What?
Braun Strowman interferes in this match.
That's possible.
And cost the Shield the tag team titles.
If they do that, they know,
let's not do that yet. I know where you're going.
Yeah.
And we'll mention that later.
Okay.
But, in my opinion, we're going to have new tag team champions because the Shield, as you know, and as I know, as any intelligent wrestling personnel fan knows, the Shield is the most destructive force in wrestling history.
What about NWO?
The NWO.
We talked about this on the last podcast.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast on our previous podcast, you would know my opinions on the NWO and that.
NWO, better than Shield.
Okay, so someone please explain to me, NWO better than the Shield, right? Like, really, someone please, if anybody's listening to this, you can find me on Instagram at EQuackC. That's EQUACKC on Instagram.
Wow.
And you can message me whatever opinions you have on this, because I really want to know how people think NWO is better than the Shield when the Shield is in the WWE, basically the major leagues.
Yep.
And the NWO ran a crap show, or basically high school, known as WCW.
May I add something? Let me add something. For those of you that are going to take his challenge and give reasons, I highly recommend that you give, like, facts that make sense. Don't come with that BS, because he'll rip you to shreds. Just give you a heads up.
I don't think you've ever met anybody that has the hatred for the WCW product as me. So if you want to message me, I welcome you, but you better look, you're not going to win. The Shield will destroy NWO, and the Shield is walking out tag team champions.
I agree. I said, unless some fuckery happens, get ready for your new Raw tag team champions.
Because Ambrose and Rollins are coming.
I think you're going to like this next one.
Oh, jeez.
All right. This should be one of the Truth's favorite matches. The Raw Women's Championship. Uh-huh. You knew it was coming.
I knew one of them was coming.
Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss.
So you know in these matches you have to, like, spew whatever you're going to fucking say first because...
Yeah,
These are my heartthrob matches. So, as you go, please.
Wow. This is going to be wow.
Let me put it to you this way. It's not going to be SummerSlam.
Yeah, I agree. There's not going to be a squash match. This one will actually be physical. It's going to be a rough one. A lot of knee to face. A lot of punches, a lot of kicks. It's going to be like a women's MMA match with the Raw women's title on the line. Who do I get to pick for the victory? Who do I pick? Who, me? What?
You can't go wrong.
It's going to be a hard-fought match. But I think it's time for the goddess to shine. I think she's going to win her title back.
The goddess is going to regain... We're going to go I'm going to go Corey Graves.
Wait.
Like, from the Money in the Bank. The goddess is back on the throne. That's basically what the constable here is saying.
Pretty much.
So, Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss part 2.
Oh, man.
And for anybody who knows me, and if anybody's listened to the podcast, especially the pre-SummerSlam one, especially the post-SummerSlam, I was pissed.
Yeah.
But more so the pre-SummerSlams podcast and predictions there. Goddess above all. And I think I've proven time and time again that my loyalty sticks with Alexa Bliss. Mm. So, anyway, for the squash match at SummerSlam, that is not what you're going to see tomorrow inside the Hell in a Cell. And just for people that do not know, you should know if you haven't been watching Raw anyway, that the goddess has been training in jiu-jitsu.
Mm.
5 feet of fury.
That's fucking awesome.
She's so adorable. She really is. I just want to kiss her face.
Oh.
5 feet of fury. I don't know. I do know, but I'm obviously playing face here.
Pretty much.
So I'm trying to make it, you know, leaving people to guess.
Let them guess.
So, my prediction, honestly, like I said, the goddess has been taking jiu-jitsu and she's gotten pretty damn good at it. I mean, her armbar is a work of glory. She made Natalya tap. Let me give you some facts on that, actually.
Listen.
2 weeks ago when Two weeks ago when Alexa Bliss beat Natalya for our Monday Night Raw. Little three unknown facts. That was Alexa Bliss's first... clean, non-cheating ass, clean win in a singles match since 2017. It's the first time she's ever beaten Natalya one-on-one, and it was her first submission victory.
I should tell you something.
My prediction here is that there is absolutely no chance in hell that Ronda Rousey walks out the Raw Women's Champion. Because Ronda Rousey's a badass. Baddest woman on the planet. Rowdy Ronda Rousey. And as you know, I have heartstrings for Ronda Rousey.
But?
I love Ronda Rousey.
But?
But she has, well, she has stepped in the ring. That's a false statement. But 5 feet of fury will be unleashed, and Ronda Rousey will officially be given her moment of bliss. Mm. And this is me being biased, obviously, because I don't care.
Do it.
When Alexa Bliss regains her championship and is back on the throne where the goddess belongs as a 6-time women's champion. Again, like I just said to you earlier, I think I said that before. Or no, I said this during the Mixed Match Challenge conversation. She is the goddess of WWE and she deserves appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And you slaves out there will chant "you deserve it" to her
again. Okay,
so goddess overall.
Powerful stuff, man. Powerful stuff. I know you meant that from the heart.
I do, because I love my goddess.
Then you're gonna love this next match too.
Oh, it's, yeah, bring it on. I don't even need you to introduce it because we already know what this is. Yeah,
pretty much.
The queen.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Flair, the SmackDown Live Women's Champion.
Yep. Versus.
And, oh my God. My heart throb.
Mm.
Like the absolute love of my life in the game right now. I mean, how do we even start with even introducing this girl? Because you know, and you can confirm, that this. I've been behind this 100 or 1,000%.
Yep.
For months now. Okay, so we're talking about Becky Lynch, the challenger tomorrow night for what will be her SmackDown Live Women's Championship.
Mm.
And I have to take this moment.
Do it.
To thank and show appreciation for the WWE Universe. Which began in Brooklyn and has continued through all the towns that we've visited through SmackDown. Because, as the Constable knows, right was like a few weeks before SummerSlam,
yep,
before that shit happened. But it really became official after SummerSlam. The movement known as the Bexplosion.
Much thanks to you guys. You guys really kept it going. You got involved. And like, WWE Universe, we hear you.
The WWE Universe is, I give all my gratitude. Because, like I said, you can follow me on Instagram at eQuackC. And I was daily post at the times, because I know now I don't have to, because the WWE Universe has succeeded in this movement, the Bexplosion that I urged you to keep going, and the WWE Universe delivered, and that is why we are here, and that is why Becky Lynch is in the SmackDown Live Women's Championship match tomorrow. Because you refused to boo heel Becky Lynch all 2 weeks of that. And she is now a tweener. And look, many legends right now are referring to Becky Lynch as the new Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wow. That's powerful.
Becky Lynch is going to be your next. Here in less than 24 hours now, will be your SmackDown Live Women's Champion. And if I have anything to say on it, as much as I love Charlotte Flair, boo the woo.
Boo the woo.
Straight fire.
Mm.
Becky Balboa. And you will see the disarm her. And God, what a job by Becky Lynch in the past 3 weeks, especially 3 weeks ago when she fucking attacked Charlotte in the ring and called her a bitch.
Yeah, that was surreal.
I mean, Becky, she's on a different level right now. She's white hot.
She's hungry, and I like to see, like...
Bad Becky is sexy as hell, too.
Oh, man. That's for him, folks.
Hey, you already know it. I've told you many times. Don't nobody... Or how do I word it to you? I don't even freaking remember, because I've just been so lost in it. But, like, Becky Lynch is the love of my life in WWE. As much as I love my goddess...
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's how I work. I told you, Becky Lynch owns my heart. So, it's time. And Becky will be. Becky wins this match with a disarmer.
I agree. I definitely see Becky coming out as the new champion. She fought hard.
Oh, my God. Can you just imagine right now how that arena is going to pop? When that bell rings and Becky Lynch is holding the SmackDown Live Women's Championship. Like, this is... I mean, if it wasn't for... And honestly, like, if it wasn't for the Universal Championship match, this could be the main event.
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyway, that's my opinion. Like, I love me Becky Lynch. So, let's go.
Kind of want to skip the next match because you already know how it's going to go, but we're going to mention it anyway.
I don't even know what match you're talking about.
I'm about to tell you. So, the face who runs the place. The house that AJ Styles built.
By the way, go ahead.
WWE Champion.
The phenomenal AJ Styles.
Go ahead, bro.
So, we're not even going to mention the other loser in that match.
Yeah.
No, we are. Samoa Joe. Who is going to get... look, let's face facts. Samoa Joe is a bad dude. And they're both going to kill each other in this match.
But there could be only one champion.
But it's just not Samoa Joe. And, I mean, how can you really give me a chance to answer this match? Because it's like... AJ Styles is a Georgia Bulldog. And I've got Georgia Bulldogs tattooed all over me. So, obviously, it's obvious. AJ Styles with a phenomenal forearm off the cell.
Agreed.
Joe is not going to lock in no Kimura lock.
No Coquina clutches, none of that.
Coquina clutch, yeah. Daddy's coming home. It's just not Samoa Joe.
Like that.
So, that's all I got to say on that match. Styles does his thing. Continues this long title reign.
Agreed. Well-deserved title reign.
Oh, very much. Very much. Best performer in WWE.
Agreed.
Other than Seth Rollins.
They're nicking that.
Just imagine that match. I'm telling you, that's WrestleMania
right there. Yeah, that's a 5-star.
That's 5-star, yeah.
That's Kenny Omega 5-star.
Just imagine.
David Starr.
Just imagine. WrestleMania 2020 in Atlanta. Just imagine Seth Rollins, AJ Styles.
The WWE champion.
With a WWE title on the line, possibly Universal versus WWE.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
We'll just keep that between you and me.
Right. 5-star. 5-star. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
So, the main event.
You know, when are we going to get past this shit? And look, he deserves it. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. But when the hell are we going to move on from Roman Reigns being the main event?
He's the big dog.
He's not main event.
As my man Michael Cole says, it's the big dog, the shiz yard. He's the big dog!
Calm down over there with your arousal in your pants. Yeah.
Got your pose.
So, anyway, here's my thing on this match. Especially because, like I told you earlier, you know, you're like, we could see involvement with Braun Strowman versus the tag team titles match. So, let's just say for a second that Braun Strowman involves himself in the tag team title match and Dolph and Drew walkout champions, whether it be disqualification or some kind of cheap win. You know what you're going to see inside Hell in a Cell.
Let's see.
You're going to see Sierra, or, you know, whatever. I forget the words.
Pretty much, you're going to see
the Shield beat the hell out of Braun Strowman inside that Hell in a Cell.
The ultimate ass whooping.
And Braun, it's about time that someone whoops Braun's ass. Because that dude has, look, this whole anti-bullying campaign. I'm going to go back on CM Punk with this one. WWE is right now, or better yet, you want to sit here with this anti-bullying campaign, yet Braun Strowman's the biggest bully in the world right now? Look at how, like, Kevin Owens.
Poor Kevin.
Damn near killed him about 4 different times. Look what he did. Picks on Finn Balor. Look at the guy behind the scenes that he picked up and choked against the wall.
That shit was crazy.
Like, Braun Strowman, it's about time Roman Reigns gets to whoop somebody's ass after all the ass whoopings he's been getting.
Look, all he needs is one victory to get that title. He did it. But yeah, we definitely, that's something I want to see. I want to see Strowman get his ass whooped. If he gets involved in that match, he's getting his ass whooped. There may not be any more Hell in a Cells for Strowman after this. If he fucks up that bad.
You know I'm not a Strowman guy. I don't like him. I think he's a douche.
Poor Strowman.
Get these hands.
He's going to get them hands. Hell in a Cell.
Superman punch.
Spear. Multiple Superman punches. Couple spears. The shield power bomb, possibly.
That'd be nice.
Off the cell, man. This is a picture.
Here, now, look. Here's a prediction and a spoiler.
Uh-oh. Spoiler alert.
I'm not confirming this.
Oh, you're not confirming. Okay.
You can't keep the people guessing. But let's say that these two are just knocked out in the middle of the ring after beating the shit out of each other. And, you know, they're going to a count of 10. Let's say the greatest Universal Champion ever shows back up. A fighting champion.
Oh, God.
And obviously, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
The people know who I'm talking about because he is the world's greatest champion.
Sure.
And fight. He cares about these people.
Lying like shit.
Bro, these aren't lies. The Beast! Incarnate. I'm a Brock Lesnar guy. I'm a Paul Heyman guy. And I want to see F5s.
And Suplex Cities and all the, yes, the hoopla. You know.
I'm sad. Because Brock still has his rematch.
He'll get it.
You know how he's going to get it?
He's
going to go to UFC. He's going to beat the shit out of Daniel Cormier's crybaby ass. I don't care what you think. That man has no respect from me. When you lose a fight and stand there looking like a damn toy from Walmart with a cry face on you.
A toy.
That boy is not a man.
That boy is a double champion.
Not for long.
He's going to remain a double champion. You know why?
You know what he is?
What is
he? He's a double bitch.
Damn. Ouch.
And we wouldn't even be having this discussion if he didn't put on a fucking crybaby face.
Damn.
The fact that he made that face, they should not have given him the title back.
Double bitch. That's like having a double burger.
Guess what? Brock Lesnar is going to have a double burger. Called the double bitch.
Damn. Hurt my soul.
Good. Because Daniel Cormier's soul hurt when he looked like a crybaby bitch. I don't care who you are or who you're affiliated with, unless you're CM Punk. I don't go against Brock Lesnar.
We'll see what happens.
Beast. Incarnate.
I hear you.
I wish it was legal to F5 in the UFC. Because Daniel Cormier's little short fucking ass would get it in a minute.
Oh, man. Well, folks, we'll definitely... that's something for another video.
Yeah, so anyway, my predictions here. Braun Strowman gets his ass whipped in Hell in a Cell. Roman Reigns walks out the Universal Champion. And if you don't like my predictions, you can shove it up your ass. Because all of you idiots out there with your get these hands, he ain't shit.
Yep. Get these fucking hands. Wow.
Get these hands. How about the big dog?
The big dog. Fuck, he's going to give those hands. Too. He wants the hands. Roman's going to give it to him.
How about that meme, though? When you ain't been to the gym in years and you show up once, this is my yard now. Like, nigga, ain't nobody gonna like Roman Reigns.
They're gonna love
him. They're only cheering him because Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose are by his side.
The Shield, that's all he needs.
That is all he needs, and that's why they did that. Like, you got a man like Brock Lesnar who shows up 3 times a year and he still gets cheered more than Roman Reigns alone.
Fuck. Yeah. Anyway.
A fighting champion.
Oh, shit. Whatever.
Look, Roman Reigns is going to walk out of Hell in a Cell the Universal Heavyweight Champion of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Although he sucks at college predictions.
Yeah. He was free. Way off.
He walked in wearing a Georgia Tech jacket. What does that tell you?
Yeah, he was off.
The big dog was the little puppy today.
He's the puppy predictions today.
That sounds so disrespectful. The puppy predictions.
Today. It's just today.
I love talking WWE. That's what we do here.
You already know.
We do not discuss trash wrestling, also known as the TNA. God. Or garbage impact wrestling. Although, again, I must reference to the All In show and the American Nightmare.
Oh, man.
Because that man deserves it.
You know what? I'm gonna say this quick thing, real quick, because I have a personal experience with the American Nightmare. Because WWE, if you're listening, you fucked up.
I said it back.
You have fucked up. Yeah. You've lost a gem.
Yeah.
That's because you wanted his ass to stay Stardust. You lost the gym.
Hey, look, I completely agree with you 1,000%. But let's not discredit the star that Stardust was.
Oh, God.
That was awesome. But guess what? You want to discredit Stardust, and there's some truth to the Stardust. You know why?
Why?
Because Stardust, a.k.a. the American Dream, has officially found the Cosmic Key. He is the NWA heavyweight champion, and there's nobody more deserving than Cody Rhodes. So shout out to the American Nightmare. He has made the American Dream proud.
Definitely was a huge fan when he was here. I'm glad that they're pushing him. Man, it's just so much love for him, man.
Oh yeah,
keep up the good work, Cody.
Cody Rhodes back in his WWE days should have been in WWE World Heavyweight Championship matches.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no denying that. And I think anybody who knows me is I'm pure WWE, but I was damn sure conversating when I found out that Cody Rhodes had become the NWA champion, because that is definitely best for business.
Yep.
And if you think Cody Rhodes is ever going to step back into a WWE ring, you're nuts, because that man has no reason to.
Why? Why give up all of this talent just to get screwed again?
Yeah. I mean, that man is probably the most white-hot superstar to ever be on the independent circuit.
Yep.
And he will never have to step foot in a WWE arena again.
He's the man now.
He is. He definitely is. So
shout out to you, Cody Rhodes.
Yep, Cody, you got it. Even though most people are discrediting your Stardust character, I still love it. And he has found the cosmic key.
The fucking cosmic key.
Stardust.
God.
I loved me some Stardust, not gonna lie. Although, Cody, please do not grow back that mustache.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That thing was ugly. So, anyway, that's where we're at. All In was a success. I'm so glad that that douchebag... What's his name?
Who?
Kenny Omega.
David fucking... what's his name? Oh, Meltzer's favorite guy. Yeah,
that douchebag. And by the way, speaking of David Meltzer... I'm telling you, Peyton Royce is one of the most gorgeous women in the freaking company right now. Like, just seeing... Like, she needs to be on SmackDown Live more. And I'm so glad that she's been on, like, the last 3 weeks.
Cool.
Because she's so freaking gorgeous. And she will eventually be on her own because Billy Kay's a drag down.
True.
It's
a perfect 10.
God, I was not ready for that. Okay, so the perfect 10. Why is he on backstage TV with R-Truth and not getting a shot? He's perfect.
Perfect 10.
Not just perfect, perfect 10.
If y'all can see my fingers right now.
10. 10. You know.
Okay. He is the perfect 10.
Give Dillinger a chance.
WWE.
And give Peyton Royce a push.
Yes, please.
Because I'm telling you, as gorgeous as she is, do you realize how hot she's going to be with a SmackDown Live Women's Championship around her?
That's money, baby.
She's so beautiful.
Man. I think that's it. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. So.
Wow.
We're going to see what happens live tomorrow. Tune in, WWE Network. Like I said, if you're not subscribed, go subscribe. First month is free. You'll get Hell in a Cell tomorrow free, $9.99. After that, we are going to be live from the AT&T Center in the great city of San Antonio, Texas.
Woo!
So.
Definitely tune in, y'all. It's going to be a good treat. Definitely watch. Good matches.
And this is our last pay-per-view until... the Super Showdown in Australia.
Wow.
Which that, by the way, in case you are not informed, for Americans will be on Saturday, October 6th at like 6 in the morning.
Damn.
So, I'll be there watching it. Well, I won't be there, but I will be watching it. And after that, the show that I've been waiting for, you know what that is. WWE Evolution.
Gosh. That's going to...
As we are on the countdown to Long Island and the Nassau Coliseum in New York for Evolution, the first ever all-women's pay-per-view.
It's going to be good.
So does that mean we're getting women referees? I know NXT has a couple. But how are they going to do this?
If they do...
Because this should be an all... It's an all-women show.
Right. So if they do, they'll probably like... Gosh. They don't have that many, though. Like, I guess they'll...
I think we only got one in NXT.
They'll probably pull that one out and like add a few more.
We're going to have to because I just don't feel it's right to have the male referees there.
Right.
And who's going to ring announce for SmackDown? This is confusing.
They haven't figured out. We're not going to do that. They have that.
Michael Cole definitely doesn't need to be there.
Fuck no.
Golly.
They'll figure it out.
That was so rude. Like, there was emotion behind that. I don't know. All I know right now is Evolution. If you haven't yet, get your tickets. Ticketmaster, StubHub. Because I'll be in the house. I'm trying to be front row for the goddess versus the greatest.
Mm.
Is that not fucking marketing?
It is.
I came up with that myself weeks ago.
Free advertising.
And you can confirm about 3 months ago I called this match.
Yep.
I've been calling this match since June.
I remember.
The goddess versus the greatest.
Tune in. That's all I can say, y'all. Just tune in.
Can someone get a hold... I'm just kidding. That doesn't make me sound like a fanboy, but I don't need nobody to get a hold of Lexi Bliss for me. I can do that myself.
Power of the people.
The goddess of WWE.
Ooh.
Just think, in 24 hours, I could be living in a world... Like I said, I already know what's happening, but And I could be living in a world where my champions are the goddess and straight fire. Like, oh my god.
You wouldn't know what to do with
yourself. I won't. Like, marry, fuck, or kill. Only, it's just marry and marry.
Marry, marry, marry.
And fuck, fuck, fuck.
Hey.
Nah, we ain't gonna go there, but really, 24 hours from now, you will see a somewhat different WWE. You're not gonna see a different Universal Champion. I hope you're not getting your hopes up on that. For all the Braun Strowman lovers out there.
Yeah.
They're finally putting that dude to an end.
Yay. But yeah, y'all, that's what we got for y'all. Definitely tune in to Hell in a Cell. You won't be disappointed.
If we're lucky, we'll get our post Hell in a Cell show here in the next week and a half. Maybe two.
You still gotta go to whatchamacallit, right?
What's whatchamacallit?
Australia.
Well, that's not until October 6th.
Oh shit. Then week or two? Two and a half?
Yeah.
I'm off.
Next. We're gonna have Hell in a Cell tomorrow from San Antonio. Dallas, Texas for Monday Night Raw, and Tulsa, Oklahoma for SmackDown Live.
Awesome.
To wrap up Hell in a Cell week. So that's where we're at. And as of the end of tomorrow, we will be on the road to the Super Showdown. More importantly, is there going to be a males pay-per-view in October?
Is there?
I didn't even think about that.
Shit.
Because they're not promoting for it at all.
That's because the women are more important right now.
Well, the women's evolution, I've obviously, as you know, one of the biggest supporters of this. I really don't talk about men's wrestling that often. But I will say that for Evolution, not to get too far into it, the women's tag team titles are on the way, and I would love to hear feedback on who y'all should think would be, or who y'all think should be the first women's tag team champions. What is your opinion? Because I believe we share.
Yeah, we have the same opinion.
The Boston Hook connection.
Man. Bailey with the cake. That's all I'm saying. Bailey.
I don't even need to do anything with it. I just want to hug it.
I do too.
Like, it's
soft.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Wow.
And Sasha's just so sexy.
Mm-mm-mm.
That purple hair. She don't need to change.
If I could.
Girls are,
I'd take Bailey.
The hugger section. I think everybody's starting to fall in love with Bailey.
Yeah.
I had definitely fallen in love with Bailey. God dang, I would call her baby. I have fallen in love with Bailey over the last couple months. That booty is just nice.
Bootylicious.
Booty screams, hug me.
Yep.
That's crazy.
But yeah, folks, that's all we have time for tonight. You guys stay up. Listen, Hell in a Cell.
Tune into Hell in a Cell. Don't miss it. Some of y'all are going to be disappointed. I'm not going to be disappointed. Y'all will, I'm sure, because y'all are haters.
But and, hey, let the haters hate, man.
Hey, haters hate, you know. That's why Mella is money, and y'all are not.
Mm.
And obviously, I'm not the good guy here.
At all.
That's the constable's job.
Yeah, but look. I'm the constable. He's the truth, y'all.
The constable truth. That's what we do. We discuss WWE storylines, WWE wrestling, with the insider scoop from what somebody that y'all don't know. Because I'm not telling you. I am under contractual obligation. Nah. Well, kind of, but anyway. Yeah, so... It's always a pleasure speaking wrestling, especially when you have a bunch of douchebag friends who don't watch wrestling.
Shout out to y'all, by the way.
Man, they don't get no shout out. They just, if you want to give them something, give them this. Because, honestly, it's like WWE is life. So.
Either get with it or get lost. Simple.
You don't want to discuss WWE. Look, I saw memes like you try to talk when I try to talk to somebody about something that's not wrestling. So, do you like stuff? Like, really? What do I got to talk about? Oh, and I look. I just need to mention this because I've fallen in love. The NXT Women's Champion.
Oh man.
The Pirate Princess. Kyrie Zane, you keep doing your thing. Because you deserve it.
You deserve it.
Yes. And she will be at Evolution.
Woo!
That is without a doubt. But anyway, yeah. Love discussing WWE wrestling. We don't tend to disagree as much as I thought we would when we started this show.
Right.
But I'm sure that'll change as we get into WrestleMania season.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because he likes people that I don't like. Not very many of them, but...
Pose. Just to make him mad. Roman Reigns pose, y'all.
Roman Reigns. Look, let's just face facts. The Beast will be back once his UFC fight is over, and he's the UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
World, Craig.
Yeah, not just the city, the world. They need a UFC champion in the world, Craig. Someone who's fighting champion.
Oh, God.
Let's just face facts. That's WrestleMania money. The UFC heavyweight champion versus the Universal champion. Like, who's ever done that?
We'll see.
Lesnar, folks. F5. And don't sit there and act like y'all weren't kissing his ass back in the day. The next big thing. You know what disgusts me?
What?
Is that, you know, 2002, Lesnar shows up and then he goes through his home run, turns into a babyface. Everybody loves him. And then everybody hates him. And eventually he leaves in 04 and everyone's singing. It's fucking Madison Square Garden. You know, the whole na-na-na goodbye thing. Turn their backs on Lesnar. Then he comes back and everybody's all, ooh, this is awesome. And now here we are again. We hate Lesnar. Like, y'all are fake. I am one person who can say I have never turned my back on Brock Lesnar.
That is true. Never has he faltered.
So, the Beast Incarnate, I tried to hate him. It didn't work. I tried to go for Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. Didn't work. Only because I wanted to see the Universal title back on Raw. But, Big Dog, after about 6 ass whippings, finally got a spear in that could actually get the job done. And this guy, this guy over here, his pants are rising as we speak. Because him and Michael Cole have orgies about Roman Reigns.
Universal champ, baby.
The Big Dog.
Big Dog.
Shut the fuck up with Big Dog. You're just so lame. The Big Dog. You really couldn't come up with something better than that? Like, really, Brock is the Beast Incarnate, and the best they could come up with is the Big Dog? Like, nigga! Like, that is some, that's something like a fucking for an 8-year-old, the Big Dog.
That's his yard now. It's his yard.
This is my yard now.
God.
Like, Roman's so lame. And he's not good on, he is good on the mic sometimes. Usually only when he calls someone a bitch.
He got better. I give him that.
Yeah, so your dreams of Roman Reigns being a Paul Heyman guy isn't happening?
He's still a Universal Champ. That's good enough for me. Oh, for now. For now.
Okay. So what happens at WrestleMania if Brock Lesnar whoops that ass and brings that title back?
What's going to happen is he's still going to be the Big Dog.
But so now we're going from Universal Champion is good enough to, I'll just take Big Dog.
We'll see what happens.
You Roman Reigns fans don't know what you want.
I'm satisfied at the moment.
Yeah, you should be. After years of getting his ass kicked, you should be.
Oh, man.
Look, this is great conversation.
Definitely.
You know, it's